奉主耶稣圣名啊，跟大家一起来学习圣经的道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we start the sermon and we search the Bible together. 啊，
感谢主的恩典，我们从三月中啊，暂停聚会到今天啊，我们经过三个多月啊，终于能够在会堂一起来敬拜神。
The last time we had service together here was around mid-March, and so it's been about 3 months since we have gathered together here to worship our Heavenly Father.
啊，今天是神赐福的安息圣日啊，我们能够同聚圣堂来啊敬拜赞美啊，愿主的恩常与我们同在。
And so today is the holy Sabbath day that God has granted us, and we ask God to God will guide us through this sermon today.
我们弟兄姐妹很多人其实都很期待能够早日回到教会来聚会。
And many of the brothers and sisters have been really looking forward to gathering here together to have service.
当我们失去了一同聚会的这样的恩典，才发现说能够自由的在教会聚集来敬拜以及团契，是神很美好的恩典。
And only once we have stopped coming to church together, then we realize this grace that that God has given us to gather together.
这一段期间，相信很多弟兄姐妹一定心里觉得很愁烦。
And during this time, many of the brothers and sisters may have been worried.
因为我们没办法到会堂来聚会。
Because we were not able to gather together to have service.
对有些人来说，这个好像也不错。这样的方法在家里聚会好像也不错。
And to some people, perhaps they think that having service at home is okay.
但是事实上，更多弟兄姐妹觉得说，好像缺少了什么，我们一定要到会堂来。
But actually, there's many more brothers and sisters who feel that there's something lacking when we have service at home. We should come to the chapel.
相信今天我们在政府的允许底下第一次能够这样子聚集聚会，我们一定很多弟兄姐妹很期待早早就准备来会堂。来敬拜神了。
And with the permission of the government, we are gathering here today to worship together, and many of us are very excited to and looking forward to coming here.
这也说明我们的心。
And this shows our heart.
我们其实很期待能够一起来敬拜。
And we really look forward to worshiping together.
我们现在来看圣经西番雅书第三章。
Let's turn to Zephaniah chapter 3.
西番雅书第三章。
Zephaniah chapter 3,
第十七节
verse 17.
这是我们今天今天这一节聚会查考的主题。
And this is the topic of our sermon today.
西番雅书三章十七节。
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
十七节说：“主，你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐。”默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
Verse 17, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
第十八节说
，18,
那些属你为无大会愁烦因你担当羞辱的，我必聚集他们。
18, I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are among you, to whom its reproach is a burden.
你看第十八节他特别提到说这个属神的百姓因为没有大会愁烦，就是没有办法聚集在一起敬拜神心里面觉得愁苦，最后神要把他们召集在一起同聚集。
And verse 18, it says that the believers, they were sorrowful because they could not gather together and assemble. So then in the end, God gathered them together.
那第十八节说，因你担当羞辱的，其实就是这个神的国度受苦，那神的百姓其实也受到羞辱。
And so they were suffering reproach and shame.
那就是说，这个神的国度没有办法兴旺，那神的百姓没有聚集在一起这样的一个机会，他们会觉得说这是一种损失，内心会觉得忧伤的人。
And so when the kingdom of God cannot prosper, then the members cannot gather together, then in our hearts we feel sorrowful.
表示说他们的心是一直在想到神的事情的人。
It means that in their heart they're constantly thinking about the things of God.
那这一群人呢，他说神最后要把他们再召聚一起。
And in the end, God gathered these people together.
就像我们今天这样子。
Just like today.
我们今天好多人没办法聚会，觉得心里愁烦啊。
And so today, when many of us cannot gather together, then in our heart, we're sorrowful.
那神的爱哈，就要再一次的在我们身上显明。
And then, God's love is reflected in us.
在第十七节这一段啊，其实从西班牙书三章的十四节啊到最后，这是一段诗歌。是有关于神的救赎。
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 14 to the end is a song about God's salvation.
他特别提到我们所敬拜的神，他的特质是什么
？It talks about the God that we worship and his special characteristics.
那在十七节说，我们的神是施行拯救的神。
In 17 it says that God is the mighty one who will save.
那他是有能力的，就是说神他的能力有时候往往是人想不到的。
And God is very powerful, it's beyond our imagination.
然后他说他在你中间，所以这个神是住在百姓中间的。
And God dwells among us.
他会因你欢欣喜乐，表示说神他会因着我们这些属他的百姓聚在一起，他很喜乐的。
And as he dwells among us, he rejoices over us.
然后接下去他说，他默然爱你。
And then it says he will quiet you with his love.
我们这一句话哈，在中文圣经跟英文圣经的翻译哈，有点出入了。
There's a bit of a difference in the translation between the Chinese and the English.
因为他这个在原文上，他这个动词本身它那个什么词性比较不清楚，所以英文是把它翻译的意思放进去说，神的爱哈会让我们安静。
So the verb is a bit different. So in English it says that God's love. The meaning is that God's love will quiet you.
所以他会让我们安静嘛哈，在他的爱里面让我们安静。
So in His love, He'll make us.Quiet and peaceful.
但是其实如果回到这个希伯来文去看哈，我们现在教会有这个研经工具啊，瑞玛研经工具，你进去看看它那个希伯来文到底在写什么。
And but if we look at the original text in Hebrew, now the church has this technology resource so that we can look at the original text.
这在我们总会的网络里面，你就可以连接到那个圣经的瑞玛研经工具，你就可以看到。原始的这些经文，它每一个字，它到底是什么含义？我们可以比较清楚说，神在讲什么话
？If we go on the GA website, there's a link to that website where we can look at the original text.
它其实是说，神将以他的爱默然，神在他的爱里面他都不讲话，他是沉默的。
So in His love, He is quiet.
所以沉默本身是神。
So the quiet verb is actually God.
但是他沉默当中，他是含着极大的爱的。
But in his quietness, there's love.
然后他说，他会以歌唱为你雀跃，就是当神的百姓都很神的爱会看让神的百姓很满足的时候，神会用唱歌的方式。来为我们欢喜的。
And when God's love fills us, then He will use He will rejoice and He will sing.
所以这个唱歌的是谁在唱？是神在唱歌啊。
So who's singing? It's God that's singing.
那因为第十七节这里这个欢喜快乐的这个人这个主持都是神本身。
So the person that is rejoicing and who's happy is God.
这个在说明说神看到他的百姓聚在一起他真的很高兴的。
So when God sees his people gather together, then he's really happy.
那在第十四节
Verse 14.
他这里说 西安的民啊，你应当歌唱；以色列啊，你应当欢呼；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当满心欢喜快乐。
Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem.
第十五节说，主已经除去你的刑罚，赶出你的仇敌。啊，以色列的王，主在你中间，他必不再啊，你必不再惧怕灾祸。
15. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy, the king of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more.
16节说，当那日必有话向耶路撒冷说，不要惧怕，锡安啊，不要手软。
16. And that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Do not fear, Zion, let not your hands be weak.
你看 这几节经文啊，他这个说话的对象，基本上是这个先知说的话。对他的百姓，对他的耶路撒冷城说的。
It's the prophet speaking to people of Jerusalem.
那十四节啊，其实是用很强烈的那个命令的口气在说的。
And in verse 14, it's a very strong, strong tone, in a loud voice.
就好像一个你就是要这样做，一个命令，你就是做这个动作，唱歌。
It's commanding and telling us Sing, O daughter.
好，然后你要欢呼。
Then it says,
shout.
You should shout.
好，然后你要欢喜快乐哦。
Be glad and rejoice.
那为什么
？Why?
他的原因就是因为他说神已经除去刑罚。
It's because saying that the Lord has already taken away your judgments.
赶出仇敌。
He's cast out your enemy.
神就在你的中间。
God is in your midst.
那他你就不会再害怕。害怕灾祸了。
And then you will no longer fear disaster.
所以十四节是一个命令，十五节就是一个原因，为什么要唱歌，为什么要欢喜快乐。
And so 14 is saying that you should sing and shout, and the reason is contained in verse 15.
那十七节就更强调说我们的这位神是什么样的神。
And verse 17 talks and emphasizes what God is like.
就是神的作为有时候会超乎我们的想象。
Sometimes God's work is beyond our imagination.
他这里强调说，这位神是在我们当中的，是住在我们世人中间。
Here it emphasizes that God is in our midst.
当我们真的啊远离罪恶哈，神的百姓追求圣洁以后
，And as the people of God, when we depart and are far from evil and we pursue holiness.
他说，当我们愿意来亲近神，照他的旨意来生活，我们不用害怕灾祸。
When we are willing to draw near to Him, then we do not need to fear disaster.
这也是第十五节特别强调说，你必不再惧怕灾祸。
It says you shall see disaster no more.
也就是说，今天事实上世界充满很多灾祸的。
In this world, there's many disasters.
就像这个瘟疫一流行，每个人都有份呢。
Just like the pandemic.
啊，这个病毒不管你是谁啊，它不会认人的。
No matter who you are, the coronavirus does not discriminate.
它也不是说你年纪大了，所以你会得到，也没有啊。
It doesn't look at how old you are. It gives.
小孩子也得到啊，年轻人也得到啊。
And even the older people will also get it.
所以这个灾祸似乎随时可能临到任何一个人。
And so disaster can come upon us.
但是我们今天如果有神可以依靠，我们不用害怕的。
But as we have God to rely on, then we do not need to fear.
我们反过来可以欢喜快乐。
And so we need to, we can rejoice and be happy.
因为我们的神他是施行拯救，他是拯救我们的神呢。
Because our God is our Savior.
他有能力，他就在我们当中。
And He has power, and He is in our midst.
所以神他如果跟我们同在，我们就不用惧怕了。
And if when God is with us, then we do not need to fear.
西班牙先知他第三章其实他在述说神的百姓他本来是很罪恶的，是要接受神的刑罚的。
And Zephaniah the prophet was talking about the Israelites, and originally they were meant to be punished because they were so sinful.
第一节到第八节他预告他在说明这个神百姓当时真的很败坏，那远离真神。
And verse 1 toIt talks about how wicked they were and how far they were from God.
他们本来应该要遵守神的训诲的。
They were meant to listen to God.
神要求百姓一件事而已，就是敬畏他，听他的话。
God wanted them to listen to him and also to do his commands.
第三章的第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
3章5节说， 主在他中间是公义的， 断不做非义的事， 每早晨显明他的公义， 无日不难， 只是不义的人不知羞耻。
Verse 5, the Lord is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails, but the unjust knows no shame.
表示说神他是公义的， 他的公义都没有改变。
God is righteous and his righteousness does not change.
哦, 那神不会做非义的事。
And God will...
神不会做错事了。
God will not do something that's wrong.
每一件神所做的事都是对的， 都是好的。
Everything that God does is right and is good.
那问题就是我们人。
The question is us.
人不会想要去照神的吩咐去做。
The problem is us, that we do not do according to his commands.
那人犯罪, 最后一定带来一个结局, 就是刑罚, 就是苦难。
And when man sins, then the result is punishment or suffering.
但是我们不可以把它反过来说, 如果有苦难, 就是犯罪。
But we cannot turn it around and say if we have suffering, then it's because of sin.
因为苦难跟犯罪不是等号的。
Because sin and suffering are... Sin does not equal suffering.
因为患难有可能是神的另外一个作为， 它可能跟罪没有关系。
And because the suffering could be because of other reasons.
啊, 罪是我们人犯的， 我们人犯罪一定会有一个代价， 一个结局， 就是一定会受苦。
When we sin, we would suffer.
但是苦难是神的手段， 不一定跟罪有关系。
But on the other end of it, suffering does not necessarily mean there was sin.
有时候是神要考验我们的。
Sometimes God is wanting to test us.
那神如果要考验我们， 祂一定有祂的用意， 祂有祂要达成的目标。
And when God tests us, there is a reason and he has a goal.
就好像那个做老师的， 祂给学生测验。
Just like a teacher.
祂测验学生， 就知道说祂到底学多少， 祂到底 他到底有没有懂啊？
When they give a test or exam to students, the teacher wants to see if they understood the lessons.
好, 他如果一试验知道说， 诶, 这个学生是可以的， 知道, 及格了, 就毕业了。
And when the student passes the exam, then they can graduate.
所以有时候神会用苦难来磨练我们， 测验我们的信心。
And so sometimes God will use suffering to test us and mold us.
你现在看这个流行病瘟疫一来， 就测验出很多事情的真相了。
And so now with the pandemic, it's like a test for us.
这个领导人到底真的有没有在做事， 一看就知道。
You will see whether the leader has done his works.
有没有办法真的去控制整个局面， 他的能力在哪里， 你一看就知道了。
Is the leader able to control the virus?
那这个全体的百姓到底有没有同心合意在对抗这件事情， 你一看也知道。
And is everyone working together?
那我们人是不是专顾自己， 还是会想到别人， 其实你在这个流行病期间， 你也看得很清楚的。
Are we all just thinking of ourselves, or are we helping others?
所以这个一个灾难来了， 就显出很多事实的真相了。
When the pandemic comes, then the truth of the matters will be evident.
所以一样， 神有时候用灾难来测验我们的信心的。
So sometimes God will use disaster to test our hearts, our faith.
那所以这个时候， 你看神的这个百姓， 这个犯罪， 结果他们带来的是灾祸， 真的是刑罚。
And God's people were wicked. And
我们看第七节， 看第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节我说， 你只要敬畏我， 领受训诲， 如此你的住处， 不制造我所拟定的除灭， 只是你， 你们从早起来， 就在一切的事上， 败坏自己。
Verse 7, I said, surely you will fear me, you will receive instruction, so that her dwelling would not be cut off, despite everything for which I punished her. But they rose early and corrupted all their deeds.
你看神要求很简单， 祂说你敬畏我， 对不对？ 领受训诲， 照着去做。
So God's command was very simple. He wanted them to fear him and receive his instruction.
那这样子生活就得到平安了。
And then their life will be peaceful.
恩典就不会中断的。
And then grace will not end.
那可是人就不要， 从早起来， 在一切事上就败坏自己，表示说就是不愿意顺服神的话。
But they did not listen and they were corrupt.
好，所以现在神借着先知就宣告他即将要施行的审判。
So then God sent the prophet to tell them that they were going to be punished.
那所以先知 的兴起基本上都跟传达神的警告有关系。
And the prophet was raised up to do the work of sending God's message.
但是神的信息他宣告这个警告，然后会宣告这些刑罚之后，后面一定有一个安慰 的信息，让人可以改变的。
But the message of warning from God behind it, there is also a hope that the people will change.
所以第八节他特别提到说，你们要等候，直到我兴起掳掠的日子。
So in verse 8 it says, therefore wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder.
也就是说，神哦，这个发怒的日子一定会来到，他会施行审判。
It's to say that God's punishment will come.
神会，他说他那个怒气像火，就把那个全地都把它烧灭了。
His anger is fierce.
这个说明了这个公义的神哦，不容许这个罪恶存在。
It means that God will not accept this corrupt and wickedness among them.
所以圣经说神是烈火，这个烈火就是要把这个污秽哦，把它除掉了，火走过以后把那些脏的东西都烧掉了。
And so God wanted to use this fire to take away this wickedness.
那通常我们人哦，他说不愿意领受训诲，不愿意敬畏神，通常都跟我们的嘴巴有关系。
When we do not want to listen to God's commands, then it's something to do with our mouth.
我们人通常嘴巴很硬啊，都是说嘴巴先说坏话的。
It's very often that it's what we say is corrupt.
那我们人的心如果想的是不好的哈，那个嘴巴说不出好话的。
And if our heart is not good and thinking of bad things, then our what we say will also be bad.
那心里如果想的是坏事哈，嘴巴一定讲出来。
And in our heart, when we think of wicked things, then we will say those things.
迟早的问题而已。
It's sooner or later.
因为我们一般讲的话都很准的，就是经验累积。言由心生，就是我们心里在想什么，最后一定会呈现在我们的话语里面。
And so, whatever we think in our heart, sooner or later, it will be shown in our words.
就像我们今天，我们如果常常感谢神
，And so today, if we often praise God,
内心会真的说啊，神的恩典很大。
In our hearts, we're thinking God's grace is great.
每一件事情，我们都感谢主。
Everything we thank God.
就像我们刚才会前唱诗394首啊。
Just like early when we sang hymn 394.
感谢神。
Thank God, thank the Lord.
你看，不管什么情况底下都感谢神。
In whatever circumstances, we thank God.
就好像你那个玫瑰花哈，我看得很漂亮，但是那个玫瑰很多刺啊，你不小心被它刺到哀哀叫。
Just like a rose, it's very beautiful, but there's also thorns, and if we accidentally touch it, then we may scream out.
我最近在喜乐坡教会啊，在整理那些。这些教会的这些植物啊，常常被这些玫瑰花、蔷薇花刺到哀叫，因为到处都是好尖的刺。
Just like in Hillsboro Church, there's many roses round about the building.
不小心走过去，你就被它割到了。
And if you accidentally walk by them, then you may be pricked.
但是我们会感谢神，因为哦，就是因为它有那么尖的刺哦，所以它的花开得很漂亮。
But thank God, because it has its thorns and its flower is very beautiful.
哦，当它开花的时候，到处都觉得哇，很美。
And then when you look around, you think it's beautiful.
所以我们会为它的花感谢，我们为它这个植物里面的那个刺感谢神。
And so we say thank you to God for and this beautiful flower and even for the thorns.
那我们如果内心真的会什么感谢神，我们嘴巴一定会讲出好的话的。
And so in our heart, when we are thanking God, then we will say good things as well.
我们对人也一定是很和气的，对人也是很好。
And then we will also treat others well.
哦，所以今天你看神他的那个他的信息哦，最后告诉他的百姓有一个很重要的改变要做。
So, God's message to the people in the end, there was a very important change that they needed to do.
这是神的作为。
And this is God's work.
第三章的第九节说。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
那时我必使万民用清洁的言语，好求告我主的名，同心合意的侍奉我。
Verse 9, for then I will restore to the peoples a pure language, that they all may call on the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord.
这个第十节说，祈祷我的就是我所分散的民啊，必从古时和外来给我献供物。
Verse 10, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering.
这里特别提到说，到那时啊，有一个时间，这些万民呢，他们说都会改变，用清洁的话来求告神，来赞美神的名。
And verse 9 says, for then I will restore to the peoples a pure language that they all may call on the Lord, name of the Lord to serve him with one accord.
用清洁的言语表示说一定要先有清洁的心才讲出清洁的话。
To use pure language means that first you need to have a pure heart to be able to speak these pure words.
那本来不认识神的现在都懂得认识神来求告他的名得恩典。
They originally did not know God, but then in the end they did, and they call on His name.
那以前可能在侍奉偶像，在侍奉这个金钱的，现在同心来侍奉神。
And before they were worshiping idols, but then in the end they call upon the name of the Lord and worship Him.
这就是在说明这个神最后他所要带给万民的这个救恩。
And this is the salvation that God wanted to give to the people.
那这个救恩会改变我们的生命。
And this salvation will change our lives.
从改变我们的心开始，最后呈现在我们的生活里，包括我们的话语当中。
Starting from changing our hearts, and then it will change our life, and including our language.
这位神在先知书那个时代所预告的就是主耶稣基督，他要来的救赎。
And this God, in the prophetic books, it talks about the Jesus that will come, who will save us.
我们现在请来看罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十五章的十三节哈。
Romans chapter 15 verse 13.
十三节说，但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵能力大有盼望。
Romans chapter 15 verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
你看这里在讲做这个神哈，是使人有盼望的神。
It talks about this God of hope.
我们现在再来看第十五章的第四节。
And chapter 15, verse 4.
来，请读第四节。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的能耐和安慰，可以得着盼望。
Verse 4, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
第五节说，但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法耶稣基督。
Verse 5, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus.
第六节说，一心一口荣耀神我们主耶稣基督的父。
Verse 6, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这几节经文他要提到说我们所敬拜的神是怎么样的神呢？
And so these three verses talks about God, the God that we worship.
我们的神是忍耐安慰的神。
The God that we worship is patient and he comforts us.
他是赐盼望的神。
He is a God that gives us hope.
那这些忍耐安慰这些盼望的这些信息都其实都已经写在旧约圣经里面。
And this message of peace, comfort, and hope is already also in the Old Testament.
在旧约那个时代，其实模模糊糊，等到耶稣来了，一切就显明，他们就很清楚了，我们就看得很清楚了。
In the Old Testament, it wasn't clear, but then, and when Jesus came, everything was clear.
所以你看他这里提到说，最后我们要一起来效法耶稣基督。
And in the end, it says that we all need to glorify God.
不是效法耶稣，是 imitate.
To be like-minded and to be like God.
所以耶稣基督他做了一个榜样，那我们可以学习的。
So Jesus gave us an example to learn from.
那最后我们大家都可以一心一口来荣耀神。
And so in the end, we need to glorify God with one mind and one mouth.
也就是说，我们最后我们的目标，我们所追求的都一致的。
So the goal that we have needs to be the same.
我们不再只是今生有盼望。
It is not just to have
hope. 不是只是在今生了，不是只注重世界的东西而已了。
Just not just and focusing on our life today.
那我们面对这个世界上的灾祸，我们也不会恐惧，而是有平安。
So that when we face difficulties in our lives now, we will not fear. We'll have peace.
所以他在第十五节特别说，你看现在如果有信心哈，他就有喜乐平安充满我们的心哦。
So when we have faith, then we will have peace and joy in our hearts.
那现在神又借着圣灵的能力，让我们有盼望的。
So God has given us the Holy Spirit, this power of the Holy Spirit to give us hope.
这个就是耶稣基督他所带来的改变。
This is the change that Jesus brought us.
让我们现在人哦，那个内心得以清洁之后，我们的嘴巴讲出来的话就是赞美神的美话。
And then when our hearts are clean, then our words will be words of praise.
那我们求告神就会真的有效果。
And then when we call upon to our Lord, then it will be effective.
你看，我们今天如果那个祷告没有功效啊，通常都要检讨我们自己。
And so today, if our prayer is not effective,
不是检讨，不是去怀疑神。
And then we need to examine ourselves, not
to
doubt God.
我们是不是用清洁的心、谦卑的态度来敬拜神、求告他？
We need to have a patient heart to pray to God.
那我的嘴巴有没有讲好的话？
And our mouth, did we say good things?
还是我们讲一些误会的言语？
Or did we say bad things?
我们是不是心里常常存感谢的这种心？
In our heart, are we often praising and thanking God?
对神敬畏，对人也会感谢。
Are we saying thanks to other people?
因为圣经特别应许说， 神最后他要让万民都用清洁的言语来求告他的名的。
Because it says in the Bible that the people of God will call upon him.
那最后这些神的百姓都会向他祷告祈求。
And they'll pray to him.
然后感谢他。
And thank him.
那在这样的一个生命转变当中，其实神的选民也会经历很多的试炼。就是会被神考验。
And so, the people of God will come across many trial tests. And trials.
神他最后跟先知的信息就是说，他要借着一个强大的外国的势力来刑罚以色列选民。
And so God said that He will send this other nation to
刑罚
to punish the people.
那这个就是让他们去付出罪的代价。
And that is because
他们是尝到他们做坏事的结果啦。
Because this is the punishment for the wickedness that they did.
今天我们做什么事，我们种了什么东西，就会说什么吗？
So what we we receive is what we plant.
We reap.
What we reap is what we sow.
对，就是我们今天我们做什么事情，我们现在做，最后都有一个结局，我们自己要承担的。
So whatever we do, is the result that we receive.
这是为什么说？
It's our responsibility.
我们做什么事情要谨慎。
So when we do things, we need to be careful.
我们如果流泪撒种，就欢呼收割啊。
If we work hard and in sowing our seeds, then we will receive abundantly.
如果我们真的是栽种公义，就收割慈爱，就是我们做神对的事情。我们最后就得到神的爱，我们一定会享受神的慈爱的。
If we do things that are good according to God's eyes, then we will receive His love.
好，那所以我们现在在圣经里面看到神的一个特质。
And so in the Bible, we see something special about God.
这里特别看回来三章的第十七节，他特别说。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
他说神在我们的当中。
God is in our midst.
但是他说他会默然爱我们，他就是说他在他的爱呈现在他好像沉默都不讲话。
He will quiet you with his love, and so he'll be quiet.
有时候我们人如果在风暴当中都很期待说神啊，你最好赶快来拯救我。
And so sometimes when we are in a storm in our lives, then we pray to God that He will save us quickly.
这是很自然的道理啊。
And this is very natural.
你现在如果身体生病了，到那个ER去了，你就希望说我现在紧急状况，那个最好医生护士一堆人赶快来救我。
And so if we are really ill, then we will go to the emergency room, and then we will hope that the doctor will quickly save us.
那如果那个医生护士在忙，觉得说你这个不会生命危险啊，慢慢来，但是把你放在那边，我看你会什么感觉。
But if the doctor sees your illness and thinks it's not an emergency and they put you aside for the moment, then how will you feel?
我们都马上就是说我很这个很关键，我快没命了，赶快来救我最重要。
You will think that please help me quickly. This is my life.
然后如果那医生说你慢慢来没关系，你没事。
But then if the doctor says it's okay, we can do this slowly. There's no problem.
我们一定会觉得说这个医院服务不好。
And then you'll think that this hospital is not good.
如果我们有办法的话，我们就赶快转了。
And if we have an opportunity and a way, then we will want to change hospital.
这在说明说我们现在人的心态。我们如果有事情的时候，我们都期待神马上回应我们。
And so this is our man's heart. If we have a problem, then we will want God to quickly respond.
一样啊，我们今天如果有紧急事情，我们祷告就是神啊，你现在赶快来帮助我，不得了啊！现在这个事情天塌下来，你不来我怎么办呢？
And so today, when we come across problems, then we will pray to God to ask Him to quickly help us.
所以通常我们都会很期待说有事神马上回应，祷告他就听。
So usually we will hope that when we pray to God, God will quickly and respond to us.
但是事实往往不是这么理想。
But in reality, it's not always like that.
也就是说，我们人是期待神这样反对我们来回应我们的。
As people, we want God to quickly respond to us.
但是神不见得会照我们的意思来这样做啊。
But God might not necessarily do it this way.
因为神他不是我们的仆人。
Because God is not our servant.
神懂得一定比我们多。
God understands more than us.
所以我们认为好的，对神来说不见得好。
So what we think is good, according to God's eyes, may not be what He thinks is good.
他一定是比我们更高，所以他才叫做神。
Because He knows more.
那如果我们接着说好哦，神就好，我们其实我们需要什么，马上神给我们回应。我们事实上是把神当作仆人来使唤的。
And if we want God to quickly respond to us, then we were treating God like a servant.
也就是说，最好什么事情都顺我的意。
And we want God to do according to what we want.
但是神他不是这样想啊。
But this isn't how God thinks.
他知道什么是对我们好。
God knows what's good for us.
那他也知道什么时间应该做什么事是最好的。
And He knows what timing is best for us.
这个就好像我们今天做父母亲的对孩子的回应是一样的。
Just like how parents respond to their children.
孩子他做一些无理的要求，你父母亲了解，看得很清楚的，就一定是让他等一等。
And when the child requests for something, then the parent will wait.
或者是你换一个方式来爱他。
Although you use another way to show love to them.
甚至有时候直接拒绝说不用。
Or sometimes they will say no, and
拒绝也是父母亲对孩子的爱啊。
And when they say no, this is a way to show love.
所以就好像我们今天祷告，我们求神。
So today when we pray to God,
我们一定是期待神，你马上有什么动作。
We often pray to God to quickly action.
可是这里在说明神的一个作为，我们一定要去想清楚，神他沉默不语，但是他有爱在当中。
But God's
当你心里有话的时候，你把它讲出去容易，还是你把它放下来更难？你心里如果有话要讲啊。
In your heart, when you have things you need to say to God.
你就直接讲了容易呢，还是说你先忍下来，先不要讲
？Is it easier for you to quickly say it out or wait and wait a while？
通常你在这个时候沉默不语才是最难的。
When you are quiet, that is quiet. When you quiet yourself, that's really difficult.
这个叫做本能的哈。如果我们今天什么事情不高兴，马上就讲出去，这个本能你就不用学，反正你就是这样子。
When we are happy and want to say something and we say it out, then that's easy.
但是如果在这种情况下，你发现说，哎，我最好不要讲，你能够忍下来的。圣经说，这样的那个这样的一个能力哈，胜过于勇士攻起城墙。就是我们能够控制我们的嘴巴，控制我们的心呢。
But when we are able to control our heart and control what we say, then that's more difficult.
那神就是这样的神呢。
But God is like this.
所以圣经里面也讲说，能够制服己心的胜过勇士攻城，其实在说明神他是何等的忍耐。
But God is a very patient God.
他可以等候时间的。
He's able to wait for the right time.
不管是祝福还是刑罚，他都可以等时间。
No matter if it's for blessing or to punish, he can wait for a good time.
所以我们一定不要把那个神的沉默当作神不理。
But we must not think that God's quietness is him forgetting about us.
其实神哦，他用他极大的爱哦，在保守我们，也等待我们改变。
But actually, God is surrounding us with His love and waiting for us to change.
我们来看一个例子。
And let's look an example.
在主耶稣基督的身上显明的。
It happened in Jesus' life.
我们看马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
主耶稣基督是神道成肉身来到人间的。
Jesus is God in flesh.
所以神，他可以是灵看不见，他可以成为人，有人的样子，实际上有血肉之躯住在我们当中。
But God is spirit, but He also came in flesh to be among us.
所以耶稣基督是神成为人，在我们世上是真的曾经活过三十几年的时间。
So Jesus is God in the flesh, and He really came to earth to live among the people.
他有一次跟他的门徒一起坐船。
And there was one time He was with His disciples on a boat.
八章的第二十三节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 23.
耶稣上船，门徒跟着他。
Verse 23, and Jesus got on the boat.
第24节说，海里起暴风，甚至被波浪掩盖了，耶稣睡着了。
Verse 24, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep.
在狂风大浪当中，耶稣睡着了。
In the midst of a storm, Jesus was asleep.
门徒赶快来叫醒，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”
Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us."
耶稣就说：“你们这小信的人为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大平静了。
Verse 26, but he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?"
然后这个时候众人都很稀奇，说：“哎，这是什么人？连风海都听他的。”
So the man marvels, saying, "Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
你看这里，主耶稣他在这个船里面睡着。
So we see here that Jesus fell asleep on the boat.
其实这条船它是不会沉的。
Actually, this boat will not sink.
就算沉了，被风浪打翻了，门徒也不会死。
Even if it sunk, because of the storm, the disciples would
not die. 因为如果船翻了，主耶稣一定掉下去啊。
Because even if it sunk, then God, Jesus will help them.
在风浪当中，主都跟他们一起经历啊。
Even in the great tempest, Jesus was experiencing that with them.
但其实主他是爱他的门徒是肯定的。
But Jesus' love for the disciples was sure.
在这个风浪当中，主他睡着，他可以睡啊。
In the great tempest, Jesus was able to sleep.
门徒睡不了了。
The disciples could not sleep.
他们害怕说我们丧命了。
They were scared for their lives.
他们一定觉得很奇怪，为什么主耶稣在这个时候还可以睡得着？
They must have thought it strange that in this great tempest,
我们都快没命，那怎么都没有管我们呢？
They were feeling that they were almost losing their life.
所以他这个时候赶快把主邀请，说：“主啊，你看救我们了，我们没命了，你怎么还在睡呢？”
So then they called out to Jesus to say, "Lord, save us."
其实这个就是主他默然的爱，他不讲话。
But this is Jesus' quiet love.
他允许这个暴风哦，来考验门徒的信心。
He allows this great tempest to come upon them so to test their faith.
到底他们是不是真的在跟从耶稣，真的对耶稣有信心吗？他认识耶稣是谁吗？
Did they really understand who Jesus is? Did they really have faith?
这个暴风一来考验，就发现说没有，没信心呢。
And so when the test came, they realized, it was shown that they did not have faith.
等到主耶稣把这个风浪用他说斥责，就是骂他们说怎么可以这样子？风浪平静之后，他们就很稀奇说，这到底是谁？怎么能够有这个能力？
And then when Jesus rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm, then they wondered about who is this who has such great power?
就是这个就是主的做法。
And this was done by Jesus.
他沉默。
He was quiet.
今天如果我们了解神的这个特质哈。
If we understand the special characteristic of Jesus,
其实我们如果对主有信心的，
if we have faith in Jesus,
他真的是会让我们在安静当中就体验他的爱。
And so in quietness, we will experience his love.
所以不管是中文的意思或是英文的意思，其实他的最后都同样的结果。
And no matter if it's in the Chinese or the English translation, the result is the same.
我们人在神的这个爱里面哦，好像找到一个安稳的港口，你可以放心的。
In His love, we have this peacefulness.
那我们如果认识神，会发现说，有时候神沉默不语，他的爱没有改变，他其实在控制整个局面的，不用担心的。
His love does not change it. It controls everything, and we don't need to worry.
所以愿神的爱在我们当中运行。
So God's love will work among us.
那我们心可以安静来依靠他。
And it will make our heart quiet and peaceful, and so we can rely on Him.
那我们可以来等候神的作为显明在我们当中。
So we can wait for His works to be demonstrated among us.
最后我们都可以欢喜快乐。
And in the end, we can be joyful.
我们歌颂赞美的同时，神也跟我们一起歌颂。
And when we rejoice and praise Him, then God is also rejoicing with us.
那这个就是神奇妙的救赎。
And this is God's miraculous salvation.
愿神的恩惠常常与我们同在，让我们可以来享受他的爱。
And may God's grace continue to be among us so that we can experience His love.
我们这节聚会先在这里暂停。
And our sermon ends here.
我们先要休息十分钟。
And now we'll rest for 10 minutes.
我们先低头默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
我们休息。